Apple will unveil its next flagship devices later this afternoon at a launch event in California. So what can we expect from the tech giant? And more important, how much will these devices cost you? Well, our technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with me now. There's been a lot of, this is like the budget,
yeah.
Loads of leaks,
left, right and centre. And the interesting thing about Apple is, you know, before, a few years ago, up until the iPhone 4, everything was so locked down. You couldn't even begin to wonder what was going to be featured in the new phone. And then something changed around the iPhone 4. They started leaking stuff out to try and build up the hype.
Samsung changed the game.
They did.
Because if you're thinking of spending up to a grand on a smartphone and there's something out there and they're not quite ready yet, they wanted to say to you, hold your hand, stay. Don't do anything yet because we've got something coming.
Yeah, we have something up our sleeve. So the leaks have been left, right and centre. There's a whole host of Apple forums, which is where, you know, people who know people who know people whose dogs might walk by the Apple Park Centre in California and maybe get a sniff of the new phone, post things about it, and the rumours come out. So,
but they're planted really, aren't they?
Oh, they are, yeah. But they love a bit of conspiracy. Do you know what I mean? They're mad for the conspiracy. So here's what we think we know so far. At 6 p.m. Irish time, Apple are going to, or Apple will unveil three new phones. The first, the big flagship one, is thought to be called the iPhone X. The iPhone X because it's the 10th anniversary of the first iPhone. And this is supposed to be the mothership. So this is going to be completely different to everything we've ever seen from Apple before. It's going to have an edge-to-edge display similar enough to the Samsung phone. Yeah. It's going to have facial recognition similar to the Samsung phone. Wireless charging. You know what I'm going to say. And no home button, also similar to the Samsung phone. So to me, although I should be excited and really eager to see this phone, I feel like I've already seen it and I have it in my hand in the form of the Samsung Galaxy Note 8.
Except there will be a surprise. There's got to be somewhere, doesn't there?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, like, I think what we're going to, what we should see anyway is, you know, better processor, better camera, better battery life. But like I said this to you many times over the years, I'm still waiting for that moment with Apple again. I haven't had it in a few years. The iPhone 7, I feel like they did it well. The iPhone 7 Plus, you know, the camera on that was gorgeous. And they did try to introduce some form of innovation. But unless they do those big things, which is, you know, getting rid of the home button, I won't be wowed. We're expecting two other phones as well. So the follow-up to the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus, so the iPhone 8, basically. And there's one feature that I think you will like in particular that I'm
not
I'm
an FM
you.
Radio.
No, it's not an FM radio. Okay. No, they're not that good. But no, it's a smart cam feature. So say, for example, if you are on the bottom of Grafton Street here in Dublin and you want to know how to get to O'Connell Street, it's thought that you will be able to lift up your phone and it will give you AI directions. So similar to Pokemon Go, basically, a line will come up on the screen. So instead of Google Maps, you can look through your camera lens and it will point an arrow going when you go like straight down, then go right, then go left and give you those type of directions.
And so then you have your phone robbed.
And then you have your phone nicked and then you cry because you've spent almost a grand on a phone. The end of that story. But yeah, no, so I'm interested and intrigued. Am I excited? No.
Apple Watch?
Yeah, it's thought there's going to be an Apple Watch with 4G connectivity. I have yet to meet anyone that's not a technology journalist and got one for free that has owned an iPhone or an Apple Watch. I don't know any person
who'd be bothered.
Who'd be bothered to spend
the
money.
I mean, you see a lot of people with Fitbits and things like that, yeah, which do a particular job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like the only other functionality that an Apple Watch would have, actually that's not true. Sarah McInerney has one here. So, you know, you see her around the office prepping for a Saturday morning show and she'll have her Apple Watch on her arm and she can send her text messages, read her text messages. But aside from that, like I could read my text messages on my Fitbit that I had in the studio a few weeks ago and it's a fraction of the price. So there's some people who are quite excited about the Apple Watch with 4G connectivity. Am I one? No.
Okay, now you may live to eat your words, of course. They'll do something really astonishing that will ambush us all.
And I'll be eating humble pie.
But that's TBA.
Yes.
Okay, you do have though already, you talked about it before on the show, but you now have hands-on, you've got the physical incarnation of the Samsung Note 8.
Yes, and this is one that I was excited about. So for those who don't remember, there was a bit of a debacle last year with the Note 7 in that a number of instances of the battery catching fire took place and the phone was taken from the market and erased from history. It wasn't really.
They re-machined it or retooled it.
They refurbished it and it's pushed out under a different name. But Note 7 as it was no longer exists. So now we have the Note 8 and this is a gorgeous looking phone. So if you're looking at the phone, you will notice that there is no home button on the screen, as I mentioned there, which is something that Apple are expected to do on the new iPhone. So it's bezel-less, like top to bottom, there is just screen. It's a huge screen, 6.3 inch screen. So there's plenty to be looking at. But what I really like about this, from a functionality point of view, is that it's narrow enough that I can hold it in one hand, because you were a former Note user, and yeah. You know yourself, it's a big, the older ones were big phones. They were very kind of cumbersome.
It was the kind of phone where if you were going out somewhere and you wanted to have a discreet phone, you didn't take that one. You kind of changed your SIM card or did whatever. Mm-hmm. But that one I could slip it into my inside pocket and it would be fine.
Exactly. So it's very manageable. And I think that's something that they worked hard on the design of this phone. And who is this phone targeted at? Because I'm going to say it outright. The cost price on PayAsYouGo on Three and on Vodafone is just shy of €1,000. So Three on PayAsYouGo is $949.99 and on Vodafone is $999.99. So this is an expensive device. Yeah. And you think, okay, so who would pay that much money on PayAsYouGo? Or obviously there's bill pay options as well. But this is very much aimed at people who want to be able to carry out every single business task they have on their phone, on the go, whether you're in a taxi, whether you're on public transport, no matter where you are, you need to be able to work. They've packed in some serious amount of tech. There's a very heavy duty processor and 6 gigs of RAM, which is more than the majority of, you know, entry level laptops would have. There's also 64 gigs of storage built in, and you can expand that should you wish with a memory card. And I've been using it. We only get these devices for review for 4 days. So I've had this since Friday afternoon, and I'm handing it back at 11 o'clock this morning. So it's a very short review time. But I have been so impressed by it. From a functionality point of view, I've been able to jump from task to task and it's not let me down yet.
Okay, now the way you want to access the phone.
Yes.
Fingerprint, obviously a PIN. Mm-hmm. Facial recognition.
So right now what I'm doing is I've pressed the home button, I look at the screen and it unlocks.
So if I took that phone from you and I look at it, it won't unlock.
It won't unlock at all. It's literally just, it's set with facial recognition. So to set that up, you go into security settings. And as you say, you can select to have the fingerprint scanner, which is placed on the back. You have the PIN, the password, and then the facial recognition.
Now what happens if I'm wearing my furry hat in the middle of December and I need to make a phone call and I pull out my phone and I look at it and it sees the furry hat?
It may get in the way. I found I'm a glasses wearing human, for those who don't know.
So then I have to take my glove off in
exactly.
the freezing December. Although with global warming, this will never happen, by the way.
Now, yeah.
But I stick my forefinger, which is on the back, like Huawei.
It's on the Huawei,
innovated.
Yeah. Exactly. And the thing, some people weren't happy that the fingerprint scanner is at the back, very close to where the dual cameras are on the back of the phone. So you do end up with slightly smudged camera lenses.
Yeah, if you're eating the chips and then you attempt to use your fingerprint.
But you know what? I wash my hands a million times a day and I still find that the fingerprints get on the back of the phone. It's the glass design. It's beautiful. But I would definitely want to cover on if I'm spending that kind of money.
Glass back means wireless charging.
Yes, indeed, which is very good. So you can put it on, and it's fast charging as well. It's USB-C. Also, we can't talk about the Note phone without talking about the stylus, the S Pen, as they call it, which is a small little stylus that sits into the bottom of the phone. And you can scribble little notes down on the lock screen, so you don't even have to unlock your phone to be able to write. The handwriting recognition is incredible. Also, another feature that I really liked on this as well is the multitasking. So I can have two windows open at the one time. Again, going back to that business use. Mm-hmm. So I've used it a few times over the weekend whereby I've been editing photographs and having my email screen open at the bottom of the screen and being able to drag a photo from the top half into the bottom half and sending a photo as an attachment. It's a very, very slick phone, but quite expensive. I don't know how it would look with a cover on it. That might take away from the look, but I definitely would advise getting one.
What does Jess think of the new Nokia phones?
The new Nokia phones are great. There's obviously the 3310, but then there's the...
Here's another texter saying, forget your iPhone, just bought the rebranded Nokia 3310. Very happy.
It's a great little phone. Nokia also then have smartphones as well, which are running Android. They're quite basic, but they're very affordable. So definitely check them out.
This one from Tom. I have a company phone. My boss wants me to install AirWatch Security, a VPN. Should I do this? Can they access my data, my texts, etc. with this?
It depends. I don't know the exact software that you're talking about there now. So you need to.
So he doesn't want his employer to be able to look at his texts.
Yeah. So there's things like TeamViewer and stuff like that. That if once enabled, and you'll always get a notification if it's been enabled, the person will be able to see whatever's on your screen. So just be very, very mindful of that. If you want to drop an email to patkenny@newstalk.com, I can check it out after.
Emma says we give our 2-year-old our old iPhones We give our iPhones a nod time to watch TV on YouTube. I have the safety settings on, but she's able to go through all the videos and end up on rubbish kids advertising ones. We rarely use this as we don't have a TV, so sometimes it's handy for long drives. Is there any child-friendly tablet that we could put files onto that's just basically for watching television?
Yes, so there is the AlbaTab from Argos. It's around €80. I've recommended this so many times. The reason it's great, it's very basic, it's Android, it's easy to put files on, and it comes with a rubber cover as well, so it can get dropped and it'll survive.
All right, Jess, thank you very much for that. You're recommending for those who can afford it and those who have a business requirement,
yes,
the Note 8, and we await the new Apple iPhone X.
Exactly.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much.